Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor, and I welcome Sam Batchelor, my son, who is my guide to the millennial way of looking at the markets. This is the end of the first week of trading in 2022. Lots of excitement. The big story is rotation. What does that mean? Stocks that were hot in 2021 are now no longer hot, and stocks that nobody wanted to buy in 2020 or 2021 now are the story. That's what rotation theoretically means. We went through this at the beginning of 2021, and people said, well, you know, the PE on Tesla, on Apple, on Microsoft, too high. Let's go for something more normal. However, that all remains to be seen. Sam, however, has guided me to pay attention to meme stocks, especially meme stocks that are important to one particular website, Wall Street Bets. Sam, a very good evening to you. I note that sometime during the week, you brought to my attention that GameStop, the famous meme stock from the last year or so, GameStop has news, and that the news is exciting. Something about NFT. What was that news? What is an NFT? Good evening to you, Sam.
Good evening, John. Good evening, Dad. So what happened here? Wednesday after hours, so after the market closed at 4 p.m., a report came out that GameStop, the company, is going to launch its own division to develop a marketplace for NFTs, non-fungible tokens, and establish cryptocurrency partnerships. So on that news and the release, after hours, the stock of GameStop, this notorious stock that led to the meme stock mania in January and February 2021. Well, the mania continued because after that report came out, after hours, the stock jumped more than 20%, leading to quite a lot of excitement on the Wall Street Bets subreddit. So what does this NFT cryptocurrency news actually mean? Well, to understand that, you sort of have to understand the technology underlying it, which is the blockchain. I think by this point, everyone's heard of cryptocurrencies. Bitcoin made the splash in 2017. And this year, NFTs have become incredibly popular. I imagine most have heard about it, about these pictures being sold for incredible valuations. Well, all of this is really, the underlying technology is the blockchain. What is the blockchain? Well, the blockchain is essentially like a ledger or a book of transactions. So if I were to pay you, Dad, or give you something, a book of transactions might remove that from my account and add it to yours. The thing is, a book needs to be managed by someone who we need to trust and can be edited or destroyed or lost. Well, the blockchain, this ledger, is actually a digital decentralized ledger. What does that mean? Well, the ledger or the code is decentralized across thousands or hundreds of thousands of computers that are all opting in and adding their computational power to this ongoing maintained ledger, constantly moving. Why do these computers add or offer their computational power to this network of decentralized blockchain? Well, because the computers that do are rewarded by something called a Bitcoin or just any cryptocurrency. So the reward for these computers adding their power to the blockchain is this cryptocurrency we hear so much about. And then this cryptocurrency is used as an exchange of value or currency, which its exchange is documented on this blockchain or ledger. So how does NFT really relate to this? Well, NFT is not a picture, as a lot of people might seem today. And I've heard a lot of people making fun that, why can't I just screenshot this picture? Well, it's not the picture, it's the technology or the authentication underneath it. If I were to own an NFT, my ownership is coded in the blockchain. Yeah, you can screenshot that image, but I'm the one that can point to the blockchain in the code and say, no, I have this certificate of authenticity. How does this relate to video games? Well, the concept or idea of owning something, digital ownership, especially authentic, is most relatable to video game world. Even today, not NFTs, let's remove that to the side, but even today in most of the popular video games, you can spend money to make your character aesthetically look a little different than everyone else's. That people like that. People like standing out. Well, you can imagine how an NFT, if I can actually say, I'm the only one that owns this, I am unique, and this is my ownership, it makes a lot of sense. So for GameStop to launch this potential marketplace, you can absolutely start to conjure an idea that they build partnerships with other video games and video game producers, distributors to manage this NFT or this items or whatnot in these video games that are authentic, are there, that can be transferred from one to the other, and I can brag about it.
I suddenly see it, Sam. You've suddenly made me understand, because the blockchain part of my brain turns off, okay? It's being older. But when you just identified the fact that you can create a character that is, you not only own it, that's you. And so therefore, we're stepping into the so-called metaverse. Your avatar becomes unique. Anybody can own an avatar that looks like everybody else's elephant or donkey. But you'll own an avatar that has characteristics that are only you. It's like it's an identity online.
Absolutely. Yeah. And the metaverse is very important here. I mean, it's hard calling it a metaverse because Zuckerberg.
Yeah, I know. Nobody likes to use the term. Okay, fine. Let's call it. Well,
for a second, where did he get metaverse? It comes from Snow Crash, a book written in the early 90s by Neal Stephenson. And so if we remove Zuckerberg from it, yes, the metaverse, or this idea of this virtual reality, this second world, where we drop ourselves and we're essentially living our lives, but in a digital landscape. Well, if anyone can just control, copy, paste any item, that's not really authentic. But an NFT, right, the technology underneath it introduces.
Therefore, it's credible that GameStop would be involved in this. Let's go back to GameStop. Now that you've explained to your dad what this is all about, I see the value. GameStop, however, is backing into this on an aftermarket rumor. Was it credible? How do we know it's credible? That's part of the fun of Wall Street Bets. It's a lot of creativity, and they do a lot of fun things with videos. You've shown me these. But how do you trust it, Sam, or do you trust it?
Wall Street Bets, this subreddit, is many things. Chaotic comes to mind, but one of the many things is also paranoid. They don't really trust the establishment, the foundation. There's a lot of conspiracy theories out there. So none of this is absolutely confirmed, but I have also seen a narrative building that this report of GameStop creating this NFT cryptocurrency marketplace of an exchange, that news is not necessarily unique or new as of this week. Also, I believe GameStop didn't necessarily confirm or deny the news. It's been rumored that they plan to do this for quite a while. I'm pretty sure job postings were posted previously for people to come in and work on this NFT or cryptocurrency marketplace. So again, this is not necessarily true, cannot be confirmed, but there was a conspiracy theory post that I saw that a lot of shares were bought or exchanged minutes before this notorious report comes out Wednesday. So let's look at the stock on Thursday. It opens up 20%, but it actually just trickled down through the day, ending the day only up about 7%. That whole day would leave a lot of opportunity for hedge funds or the big guys to sell their shares with great premiums attached to it. But, you know, that's just a Wall Street bet.
And that what you've told me is the reason I ask about trusting GameStop on reports on Wall Street Bets is that nobody knows to trust Wall Street Bets because it itself doesn't trust the people on Wall Street Bets don't trust anybody. So it's wonderful. It's a jungle out there. Fine, I understand. Get the hard fact is that GameStop finished the week higher than it started the week. Is that correct?
Yeah, it did indeed.
Well, that's a whole lot better than you can say for Apple and Microsoft, Sam. I mean, for heaven's sakes.
It gets crazier if you look at it for the year. Year over year for GameStop is up 605%. But that's because a year ago was before the mania.
So a paranoid rumor denied about something in blockchain where you get to own your image as you plunge into something that Zuckerberg has borrowed from some book that was written in the 20th century. All wonderful. Let's get back to what I follow, which is rotation. What the heck happened to Roku? What is Roku, and why was it killed on the first week of the year?
Roku is one of those great stocks, tech-focused, high-flying, high-growth stocks that investors used to absolutely love, including Kathy Woods in her ARK fund, which we spoke about last week. But what had happened this week isn't a micro issue with Roku or something similar. It's much more macro. On Wednesday, the Fed came out with a report that they might actually potentially increase the amount of times they plan to raise the rates this year. They might add a rate increase in March when previously it was scheduled to start in June.
You all notice that I've so negatively influenced my son. He refers to the Federal Reserve as the Fed. Okay, please continue, Sam. The Fed.
Right. All right. So why does the Fed want, or the Federal Reserve, why do they want to increase rates? Well, inflation, I'm sure everyone can't run from that word fast enough this year. Inflation is high. The Fed likes to control inflation to about the 2% mark on an annual basis. And for many years, we were running underneath that. Well, this year, or 2021, has certainly changed things. What is inflation? It's when too much demand chases too few goods. Too much demand being the liquidity in the markets right now, with savings rates jumping to about 30% through 2020 and 2021. There's a lot of money out there circulating. And too few goods, well, that's the supply chain issues. And people not be able to get what they need, obviously due to Omicron and other underlying forces. So the Federal Reserve needs to fight inflation. The way they do that
But are they going to fight it all on Roku? I mean, why are they picking on what does Roku do to Sam? That's why. So it's such an innocent stock.
Yes. Roku is an OTT plugin, over the top plugin to your TV to make it a smart TV. So you can access content distributors. It really can upgrade any TV to make it a smart TV. They also then sell their technology already built into TVs. But it's not the TV sector that was attacked by this rate increase. What happens is that when rates increase, the stocks or the companies that are most heavily affected are stocks that rely on very high future growth and or rely on financing to stay afloat. When you increase the interest rates, it makes the denominator of the valuation of a company a little higher, meaning this final value or this valuation of a company slightly lower. So those stocks that rely on huge growth, suddenly their value in the net present terms drops drastically. That's why they're affected. When it comes to companies that rely on financing to stay afloat, those are companies that maybe hope to be profitable in the future, but currently operations cost them money and they lose money that way. So they have to turn to either the markets or banks for loans. Well, suddenly those loans are going to cost that company a lot more because the loan expects a higher rate. So even though just looking here, the S&P was down 2% for the week compared to the NASDAQ, which is a tech heavy fund, is down 5% for the week. The sectors that were most affected are tech and communication services.
So they took a flamethrower to the really good stuff. Is that what they did? It didn't matter. If you had a high PE and you were in tech, they were going to sell you.
Well, I wouldn't say the good stuff per se, because a lot of the quote-unquote bad stuff that probably had an absurd valuation were also brought down.
You like Roku. You like the company, yes?
I very much like Roku. And if we were to look just for general stocks that are down this year that I absolutely love, but I've been caught up in this idea of rotations and interest rate and inflation or yields going up. Adobe, fantastic. Salesforce, Amazon, Shopify, right, Disney.
All heavenly stocks. Okay.
It's a fire sale. Yeah, we can just buy more.
Just like 2021. Back to, let's end with Wall Street Bets. What I take from you about Wall Street Bets is that the fun here is not just making money or losing money. It's also participating in a kind of collective campfire, watching things burn or not burn in front of you. And right now, GameStop is the agreed upon place to get attention. Mm-hmm. Anybody who has a story about GameStop is reproduced. I mean, on the subreddits, right? They read what you have to say about GameStop.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this week was quite crazy. I mean, a lot of these high flying stocks that we're talking about that were hit, yeah, are a lot of the stocks that people like to play or own on Wall Street Bets. So there was a lot of loss this week, at least posts on that website. People love to post screenshots of them losing hundreds of thousands of dollars so everyone can sort of laugh at them or commiserate. I mean, it's a form of commiseration, right, together. Yeah. But yes, Wall Street Bets and GameStop were certainly an exciting story this week.
And we don't know about GameStop. We don't know if it's NFT. We don't know the theory of trading. It's just fun to watch it. And Sam is my guide because I can't possibly figure out what's going on. And now that he's explained to me why an NFT has value, I see that anybody who gets involved in this is going to have a great story to tell going on into the 21st century. Sam Batchelor, reporting to his dad, John Batchelor, about the first week of the trading year on Wall Street. This is the Friends of History Debating Society, and I'm John Batchelor.
Capture your favorite summer feeling with Pandora Jewelry. Discover a collection inspired by the sunshine, freedom, and moments that make the season unforgettable. From sun-kissed medals to personalized pieces ready to be engraved with your summer mantra, each design moves with you. From beach days to golden nights and every memory in between. Shop Pandora Jewelry's new summer collection in-store or online at Pandora.net and let your summer unfold.
Hey, everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to FinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.